Let's open to Revelations chapter 17. We are doing part 4 on the Matrix. I wasn't planning on doing this, but we like to flow and be led. This is definitely an educational video. I want to put a disclaimer and a warning. I'm not trying to harass, bully, or cause any hatred speech. That's not the point. The point is to understand what's happening in our world according to what the Bible says, and also it'll connect some dots of what's planned in the future for us. Revelation 17, and let's look at, Revelations verse 4. Well, the whole thing read, but talks about the whore in verse 1 that sitteth upon many waters, upon whom the kings of the earth, verse 2, have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have made drunk with the wine of her fornications. Verse 3, I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast full of names of blasphemy, having 7 heads, 10 horns, and the woman was arrayed in purple, having a golden cup in her hand. Read all of this, but in verse 5, this is what I want to kind of focus on. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots, an abomination of the earth. Today I want to talk about the Matrix, the revival of paganism. Now again, we're not trying to bully anyone or anyone that's confused about genders or anything like that, but we have to understand what we're going through today and the history of it. And I think we're going to see a lot today if we open up our minds to know that we are in a new day. We are in a new world. We're living in a totally a new world. And I heard recently, I'm not one to watch these, but I saw something about the Oscars that caught my attention and it caused me to study this out. They said some things I won't say because they can say it, but if I say it, I'll probably be banned. But they said, bow before your gods, Babylon. And everybody clapped. Everybody just went like, woo! And I thought, Babylon. Now, in Revelation 17, Babylon refers to a sinful city and the teachings and the habits and rituals and celebrations of the ancient Babylon religion, which is the mystery religions, Gnosticism. There's a whole bunch under that umbrella. And the harlot was the worship of idols, which was sexual sins and spiritual fornications or idolatry. Now, if you look up the whole Oscar thing, the Oscar awards, the look of that Oscar, I'm not going to teach on that, but there's quite a history of even that symbol, what that symbol, that icon represents. Babylon was the mother god and goddess, the queen of heaven. And in Babylon, they believed in androgyny. Now, we're going to talk about androgyny today because it's one of the beliefs of Babylon. And we are going to see it more and more and more. If you haven't noticed, there's a change in sexes. Now the men are wearing dresses and makeup and the women are being very masculine. Have you noticed? Okay, so this is a religion. This is not new. It goes on so far. It goes all the way back to the land of Canaan. It goes back into the Bible. Babylon was the mother god and goddess, the queen of heaven. And in Babylon, they believed in androgyny, where the masculine or the man and the femininity, the women, they blend, they mix. There is no boundaries, no borders, there is no distinction. And it goes into a third, they call it the third gender fluidity, or there is no gender, no gender, no genderism. So today, the New Age movement, some of you might not know that they believe in this. Yoga is intermingling as well. Maybe I'll get to that next week. The Freemasons. And it says in Revelations, as we go later on, he calls them the leaders of the earth. So I haven't had a name for all these different kind of things, but it's the leaders of the earth. And then we'll see at the end here how they have deceived the nations with their deceptions, their sorceries, or their pharmakeia, all of these things. So they're bringing a national-wide deception to the earth by pharmakeia, by sorceries, and fornications, and on it goes. But they believe in androgyny, which we go back to the very beginning, the book of Genesis. They believe, this is their belief, that Adam was one. He had a back, but he had two heads. Part was woman and part was man. Now the salvation, they believe, isn't through Jesus Christ, but it's through returning back to that androgynous state of becoming divine. And so as they evolve, they change. They go into this knowledge of good and evil, which they believe, they study the serpent, and the serpent, a lot of the symbols with serpents and stuff, because this is their religion. This is what they believe. So today we see it in Hollywood. You might be surprised. We've studied all week on this, how far back this really goes. Basically, they want men to lust after women, certain parts of women. You find out this androgyny thing has been going on for a long time. And Hollywood movies, magazines, now it's in kids' clothes. Have you heard of it? Have you seen it now? Okay, they're unveiling it now, but it's been in secret through television, movies, magazines for centuries. This is way back paganism. So they're crying now for sexual abuse, that if you gender your child on a birth certificate, they're trying to make it law that is now a sexual abuse because the child has a right of its own to choose its own gender. We've been hearing about this in the news. This is not new. So who are you to deny your child the right to choose? What is happening? When I started studying this, I started seeing dots connect, not only from paganism, but from what's happening to come into the Antichrist system. This all has to be exposed and open. Let me just give you an intro about paganism. First of all, the Bible predicted and warned us about the trend and where it's leading. He says they're going to give up natural affection, right? And there's some scriptures now, if you even speak them out, they're going to be labeled hate speech. Deuteronomy, it says that a woman shouldn't wear that which pertaineth to all this stuff. This is God's boundaries between the sexes, and it goes way back. But according to their religion, there is no boundaries. That when Adam fell from an androgynous being, he fell into two sexes. He fell into the male and he fell into the female. So to get back to their salvation and to their godhood, they must unite the sexes in themselves as one. Now, pagan temples are being erected all over the place. I just kind of knew of two off the top of my head, New York Square, London Square. I looked it up this morning, the list of modern pagan temples. You won't believe it. In all these countries, and you just push on a country and you see the pagan temples that are being erected, and then there's another whole list that says planned and under construction. They believe that these temples are spiritual gateways, portals. Now, some of the pagans believe, now they're all different, you can't just say one pagan believes this, and there's so many things that are mixtured in under this umbrella of paganism, but most of them believe in deep love for Mother Nature, Mother Earth. There's also a uniting with Mother Earth, Gaia, Mother Gaia. We've talked about that before, but it's a reverence and a deep love for Mother Nature, for the Earth. Not the people, but the Earth. Astrology is big, and also divination, which we're not going to go into, and reincarnation. They believe you keep coming back. Many of them do. There is no hell. You just come back as a different person. And as you come back, you make your wrongs right. There's a lot of yin-yang, opposites, dualism. The androgyny, the pagans believe that man returns to God's divinity, that you can become a god. Now, they worship Baal, or Baal, or whatever you want to call it. Now, remember that in Elijah in 1 Kings 18, he was up against 450 prophets of Baal, right? This is pagan prophets. And guess what? We have them with us today. That's right. The pagan prophets, we've exposed that have infiltrated our churches. Religion is just one part of the paganism that's been invaded. Political, economical, now it's gender. We are definitely antichrist as far as the world goes. And that's why the Bible tells us, don't love the world. Don't love the things in the world. They want you to lust after something you can never have, to be something you are not, to have a body that you could never have because of their techniques and what they're doing. It's very, very hard to tell. They've been at this for a long time, that some of these people have already, they're born into it. They're born into the families of it. This is something that goes so far back. So they part of this paganism is they worship pagans gods, which is Baal or Baal, god of life and fertility. They believed he brought the rains and he raised the dead. It's also an idol to worship to get what you wanted. If you wanted prosperity, you started worshiping this god. They had gods for everything. And then also along with this paganism is Molech. Now, a lot of people think this has gone away. This has not gone away. It's gone underground, but the last few years, it's come out in open public. This stuff is being unveiled. The closer this system gets to what it wants, because there's really no stopping it, we as believers can see it, but we don't have to be deceived by it, because we've all been born into the matrix of what they've told us to believe. But the Bible is full of... When you start seeing this stuff, you'll see scriptures just explode. It's like, wow, he's telling us right there. The great leaders of the earth, they're using these things to destroy humanity and also to destroy what God created. Because anything that God created, remember, Satan wants to be like God and he wants to destroy, invert, redo everything that God created. And part of this new order is to destroy the family, to destroy women, to destroy the womb. And why is that? There's enmity between the woman. There's something the enemy hates about the woman, because God used the womb of a woman to bring in Jesus Christ into the incarnation, right? Yeah. So there's this battle, and it has not gone away, women. Yeah. And I want you to see this is still a battle for the womb. Now, Molech and the Canaan gods associated with child sacrifice to confirm a vow. Molech was the ruler of shameful sacrifice. When offering their firstborn, they believed Molech would give them financial prosperity for the family. And Molech is always human sacrifice. Now, God gave us Jesus. He's our sacrifice. Amen. We don't have to sacrifice anymore because of his blood and what he paid for us. Their religion believes they must continually offer sacrifices, even to the being of maybe their firstborn or someone. They believe that as they sacrifice to this god, that it'll satisfy him, and then prosperity, fame, all these things will come to them. So this has not stopped. It has went underground, but we're hearing more and more people are doing this openly. God comes to Abraham to offer Isaac and to let him know, you don't have to offer Isaac to me. Paganism had so invaded that culture that he wanted to show Abraham, I'm not like that. You don't need to sacrifice your son. I'm sacrificing my son to pay for your sins. So that's the sign right there, is I am not like these gods. Isn't that good? Yeah. He sent his son to take our place. But remember, these people that don't believe in salvation through Jesus Christ are trying to find their own path. They're making their own path through these ancient pagan religions, which now have new names and are doing different things. But Solomon, you know, he backslid in 1 Kings 12:3. He was influenced by this cult and built places of worship for Molech. Ishtar, who herself had transformed their masculinity into femininity. Here you see this back, way back then. Now today, someone you could say that tried to mix and they called themselves androgynous is Prince. Prince symbol, it was the love icon. It merges the symbol for man and woman, creating a new sexual gender fluid one. Let's just leave that there. There's a whole lot of stuff there. But the Canaanites' religions included androgyny. Adam, they said, was androgynous, and sexes appeared as the result of the fall. So they want to get man back. They want to get him back through the knowledge of the tree of good and evil, through the Luciferian light. Buddhism and in yoga, androgyny is the goal. A lot of people don't know that. They don't realize what's really behind some of these Eastern religions. They believe androgyny is a human species liberated from dualistic gender. They are free from what God created them. They are free from this border, this boundary into wholeness, and not only wholeness, but perfection. Today the veil is lifting. Today they're showing us what they're doing through their clothing lines. They're basically telling, and you look at some of these awards and you see all these people dressed as opposites, and they're rejoicing about it. In their religion, they're evolving. We have boundaries that need to be broken, they say. Do not identify with one gender, because this is their way to return to divinity. Satan has always tried to say man will become like God. Way back, and go read Genesis again. Now, yoga teaches Ida, which is the channel, femininity, and the Pingala channel, which is masculinity, combined together to become one with the universal spirit. This is the teaching of androgyny. Now, man and woman was a creation of God. In Genesis 1:27, so God created man in his image, and in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. This is about breaking natural laws and natural borders. Do you see that? God created them, each having different roles. Now we see role reverses. We see everything as opposites. Mankind is drifting more and more into rebellion against the God of the Bible. We are now having a revival on television, in magazines, everywhere you go, it's a revival of paganism. Now, again, this male-female, the third gender, is unidentified. Now, the unicorn is a symbol. It's an androgyny symbol. It means male-female into one. And the horn growing out of the head of the unicorn represents the third eye, or the all-seeing eye. Now, Lucifer himself is often cast by pagans, occultists, and the Kabbalists as having part male and female characteristics. We see that as the Baphomet. We're going to look at that just for a minute. But the Baphomet is a goat's head with horns, female on top, male on the bottom, as above, so below. They have all these symbols just in this, the Baphomet symbol, which is to worship Satan and Lucifer, the god of light. See, to them, when you get out of these things that God made and you break these chains, you're liberated and you can really worship the true light. So Lucifer himself is often cast by these people, symbolic merging of opposites, blending into one. So now we have not only religions that must blend into one. We've talked about religions blending into one. We've covered that for 4 years. Now we see the sexes must also merge into one. Everything has got to be one. Now, symbolically speaking, Lucifer is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, mixing opposing forces of good and evil, or known as the divine androgyny. He, she, merging of all things into one, the merging of opposites. You see the yin-yang symbol, it's black and it's white. It's the it's the coming together of the opposites. There's a whole thing, and their belief system is about chaos. Now, God's is about peace. Their kingdom is about chaos. It goes back to the pagan goddess Ishtar, which is Babylonian. The god of fertility, war, love, and sex was described as androgynous, who has a man's beard, an evening star as woman, and morning star as a man. Babylon. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
What we're seeing today. Now, the goddess Ishtar, which was both female and male, her worship was designed to break down all gender distinction. The harlot of heaven was among her powers. To turn a man into a woman and a woman into a man are yours. A way of rising above the prison of the flesh. So they say that when you turn, and they even do this now in these families in the womb, they have so perfected technology, you have no idea. They start doing hormonal treatment, all these different things I might share at the end. But this is so far advanced because it's been hidden out of sight for a long time. But if you start seeing it, you go back, they clue, they start telling things. But we never were looking for things to find out clues. But they believe it's a prison of the flesh. So what does this go back to? Gnosticism. Wow. This is part of Gnosticism. What's the goal? The goal of this ancient celebration of androgyny was, and it still is, I don't think we've seen anything yet. We are starting to see it merge out into the open. The veil has been lifted through some of these ceremonies. They're talking about it more and more. But they believe that the more they present this, the faster their God, their Messiah, Antichrist, will come. So the symbolism is increasing, and all this unity with the religions and all this unity with other things, Mother Earth, climate change, all these things are climbing. Can you see that? We're coming into a lot of different things in the earth at one time. But their goal is to blur and eventually obliterate the clear distinctions between male and female genders and their characteristics. To merge genders as the norm. Normal. It's to be normal now. To be dualistic and transcend perfection of the union of opposites. The boy, girl, or he, she, fluid gender is raised to a divine status. If you have made these changes, you are now divine. You are worshipped. You are a star. You're a demigod. So the male and female can celebrate diversity and oneness. They say God's Adam was not male or female, but genderless in the garden. And according to the ancient mystics, mankind must return in order to achieve perfection on earth and return to completeness. They claim the first man was created as both male and female, but later separated into two creatures, Adam and Eve. And they were split, so there was two backs. Perfection can only be achieved when man returns in his original androgynous state and reascends to divine consciousness. So their divine consciousness, their meditation, their Eastern religions are all coming back into what? You're one with the universe. You're one with breaking down everything that God created. And Satan says, I will be worshipped as God. And this, the Bible calls it a beast. It's the beast. It's the beast system. So this is hidden to the masses, but it's open to the initiated and the illuminated. This is not hidden to people that are in these societies. This is part of their initiation processes. That's why it's shh. In Hollywood, it's shh. Don't tell. It's the one eye symbolism. It's a lot of this stuff. It's not a secret to them. This is part of their initiation. If they want to be famous, if they want to be a star, this is the road they must climb up. Does that make sense? So God made man in two distinct genders to replenish the earth. The ancient practice of the mystery religions are being reborn as modern cultural agents of change and transforming society in the name of tolerance, liberation, gender fluid, social freedom, on and on it goes. And if you don't accept this, you're the problem.
Yeah.
Now, more and more I study this, the more I see why Christianity is going to be outlawed, Christianity is hated. Because if you don't go along with their agendas, you're marked, you're censored, on and on. Now, the androgynous revival, the gender blur, three sex, unisex symbol, I want to quote Barbara Marx Hubbard. Now, I've talked about her before with the New Age. She said her spirit guide, now remember, spirit guides are demons. spirit guides. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, and rulers. These things have been around for a long time, right? So she said that a spirit guide, so that means it was a demonic letdown, or what do you want to call it, says that sexual identity confusion is a good thing. In the new age, your adolescence will be a joy. You will be androgynous. Distinctions disappear and opposites are joined. They are no longer male and female and gain access. Now, this is what they believe. When you join yourself to this, you get immortal life. In other words, you cannot die. So if they believe this, you can see why they go to such lengths to take hormones, shots, to have surgeries, to have, to us, a false identity. But to them, it's immortal life. It's their way of salvation. It's their path.
Yikes.
This is a Gnostic's understanding of salvation. Now, the Gnostics, have you ever heard of the Gospel of Thomas?
Yeah.
Okay, now the Gnostics added the Gospel of Thomas. The Bible says we're not supposed to add to or take away. Well, you're going to see why, because the Gospel of Thomas, which was added by Gnostics, now this is quote, okay? Simon Peter said to them, "Let Mary," we're talking about the war on women, aren't we? "Let Mary go away from us, for women are not worthy of life. Jesus said, 'Lo, I shall lead her so that I may make her a male, that she too may become a living spirit, resembling you males. For every woman who makes herself male will enter the kingdom of heaven.'" There is no such thing as a Gospel of Thomas, according to the Bible, but according to the Freemasons and all these different ones, I don't even want to put a label on it. The great men of the earth that have all the wealth and power, that are bringing these agendas in, this is their way of salvation. If you reject the gospel way of salvation, the devil has other ways for you to find it, you think. Now, the Gospel of Thomas is driven by the androgynous pagan ideal, which is promised not to experience death. Well, who doesn't want to experience death? So they turn their children from the very beginning. A lot of them, you start seeing, well, why is this Hollywood star changing? Now that this person was it now, because this is their religion and they believe they're giving them eternal life. The key here is the road to salvation, the mystical attainment or sexless state. You arrive at a sexless state. Now we're going to look a little bit here of the androgynous revival. We're seeing it played out today. Blending of spiritual union with all. It's the human and the divine. Now St. Thomas, again, and when you make the male and female into a single one, so that the male shall not be male and the female shall not be female, then you shall enter the kingdom. The goal is to move beyond the bondage of her sex. She attains mystical union with the all and desirable, the bliss. They call it the bliss of abiding love. A symbolic restoration of chaos, or the unity that came before creation. So they're just putting back things the way they were, chaotic, because Adam and Eve were a mistake, they fell. So we have to redo what God did. We have to make it over again. Now remember, Satan always does everything different than what God, he wants everything opposite. So think it not strange. He wants to destroy the human race and put it into bondage, right? So it's a symbol of chaos, of unity that came before creation. Distinctions are erased, the two merge, and reality is known. Again, it's a formula for perfection. The goal of merging self and God, a return to the state of godhood before creation. Join opposites to destroy creation's hold upon human identity. In the unity of opposites, everything is opposite. It's the yin, it's the yang. It's as above, it's so below. Everything in the occult and in all these secret mysteries, they do opposites. There is no good, there is no evil. If you do good, if you do evil, then you just do good works. They balance out. There's a balance of justice. Everything's balanced. The balance, and if you go back to the Guidestones, they talk a lot about the balance of a lot of these things. It makes sense now. Go read that again. Thus they worship the serpent, and you will see the serpent on their logos. The serpent eating its tail, eating its, on the side, you know, infinity. You'll see serpents because of what God told the serpent in the garden. They believe that God's bad and the serpent is good. Opposite of what the Bible says. Thus, they worship the serpent, knowing good and evil. Abandon the God of the Bible and deconstruct the man and the woman and focus on, now they're focusing on what? They're focusing on the youth. Obsessed culture that has drifted, what, from its Christian roots. And now, if there is no gender, can you see the confusion that is coming, that is here, that has been here, but now it's in plain sight. We're going to look here in just a couple seconds here at the Baphomet. The Baphomet is a divine androgynist. A woman on top, a man on the bottom, all these different things. It's got a goat. They love the symbol of the goat because a Christian symbol is sheep. The goat represents rebellion and horns entering into heaven. Christianity is we're supposed to follow his will. Well, the androgynists, they're doing their own will. They're following the light of Lucifer. It's a goat's head on a human's body. It's a symbol of spiritual enlightenment. There's so many symbols on that Baphomet. Look it up. Do your own research on that. It's a symbol of good and evil, pointing one hand to heaven, one to earth. Isn't it funny that now all of these false Baal prophets are talking about heaven on earth? They're all talking about you can go to portals. They're all part of this. As above, so below. Balance good and evil, mercy and justice. One arm is female on this Baphomet, and one is male. Breasts and male organs, both. They represent the highest level of initiation in the quest of becoming one with God. Using serpentine power or astral light. Lucifer, he is the god of light. Now in Proverbs 2:6, the Lord gives us wisdom. He's the one that gives us wisdom. We see everything we need to know. In fact, the more you know your Bible, the more you see God is revealing these plans. Once you know what the great men of the earth, the Lord gives us wisdom. And to go against God and the Bible and to seek other wisdom is going to lead you down deception. It's going to lead you down the wrong path. And my heart goes out for a lot of these kids that were born into these families that have really no choice, that this is part of their religion. I just pray God has mercy on all of us in these end time days, because there's a lot of good people that are definitely confused about what's going on. They want to be in, they want to be trendy, they want to be cool, and they don't have any idea what's really going on. So the goal is to do away with the family. This is the goal, to get rid of the family, to get rid of the mother. The mother now staying at home, taking care of her kids, is looked down upon. She's worthless, basically. And they're actually saying now you can get pregnant at 50, don't worry about it. That is a lie. And there's a whole lot of stuff there about the lie that they bring along with that. Can't get into it. But the goal is to do away with the family and accept the Antichrist pagan religious system. Genesis 1:27, male and female created he what? Them. Now they don't want you to say it's a she or it's a he. Have you noticed all the strange wording that's coming around? Yeah. It's because these agendas are coming forward now. And not just popular in magazines and stuff, but they're legally changing things. They're changing the laws. Yeah. Now we have the first pregnant man in 2008. Have you wondered about that? What do you mean? Because this is all part of the conditioning. It's all part of the brainwashing. It's all of us to accept this as normal. In 2008, this happened when Oprah introduced the first pregnant man. This agenda is being implemented both socially and legally. And let me tell you, in our education systems. The kids nowadays at a very young age are going to learn about this, gender fluidity. Books have already been written, but it's going to be forced upon them. This isn't a choice. This is an agenda. Elite's agenda confuse and mix up the harmonious order of things, reverse of gender roles in all media and outlets, and it's praised as normal and very courageous. On the Time magazine, do you remember, what was it, Jennifer, that guy that changed before our eyes? He was Olympic star. Bruce Jenner turned into Carolyn, something. This was a ritual. Kaylin, thank you. This was a ritual, and this was not new. It's just, it's new to us, but it's very, very, very common. And when you change that way, I don't want to use certain words, I'll get definitely, I don't know if this YouTube will make it, but we'll see, because I think we need to see what's happening in our world today and where it's coming. It's a pagan revival that is absolutely in our faces right now.
That's right.
Now, to conclude here, this is all about rejecting God's design. This is all about changing roles. Now in the movies, you don't see men hardly. You just see women. But a lot. I want to tell you, some of these women are androgynous. They're not really men. I mean, they're not really women. They're men. We studied all week, and I'm glad I had Tim to help me and hold my hand. Learned a lot. I can't share. In riding a wave of popularity today in a downward spiral of lust, depression, and self-loathing. Why? Satan hates mankind, but especially women, since it was through the woman that Christ came in, incarnate in human form. He hates the woman. There's a war against the woman, and it's a war against children. It's a war against what you have in your womb. It's. Can you see how the enemies tried for a long, long, long time to have this war? The pagan cabal created the feminist movement to undermine marriage and the traditional family, not just to give you rights, ladies. This was all deception and brainwashing, part of this movement. Hormonal therapy and surgical techniques have so far advanced. Wow. We looked at some of the surgeries online. You have no idea how advanced these surgeries and this process and stuff has happened. So it's very hard to tell. They're even trying to change now the DNA of people. God made male with a Y chromosome. There was a guy on YouTube, now they're coming out as androgynous beauty pageants. You can't tell the difference. They look beautiful, but they were changed. But the Y chromosome that God gave the man, they have to take hormones, most of them for the rest of their life, because men have different features. They have shoulders that come out. Women have hips that were made for childbearing. If you look at a lot of these beautiful so-called models, they have no hips. They're totally straight up and down. And they want us women to fight to get that image. We want to have that, you know, perfect shape. But now they also have different surgeries where they're putting in fat and putting in bottoms and all this stuff. This is so far advanced that unless you have eyes to see and want to see, because truth is going to cost you something. When I studied this out, I was just like, okay, do I want the blue pill or do I want the red pill? Because the red pill's going to cost you something. It's going to make you repent for lusting after people you thought were something they're not, that were presented to you for you to lust after, so they could sit and laugh and say, ha, 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 we got men lusting after men. We got them. This goes so deep and so far, and it's the business of this is beyond the money you can even imagine, and the technology is so far advanced. But God made man with a Y chromosome, and the woman has an X chromosome. So there's certain things that are just going to be a woman. So they do when they get older, because you have to keep taking these hormones if you're doing this. They break down at the end of their lives. And they kind of change. Like some of these people you thought were so gorgeous, it's like, whoa, where'd he come from? We watched video after video after video. And it's because God made them different. And Satan can try all he wants. And he can do different things. But until they change the DNA, which I know they're working on now, They have fashion, TV, entertainment industries. They have gotten away with it for so long because many of these great men of the earth, this is what they were, and they wanted it to be brainwashed into us so that we would accept it and be deceived by it. Now it's going to a new level. Now they're lifting the veil themselves. Now they're telling us what they're doing. Number one, they're so far advanced, they're not going to be stopped. But they're lifting it. It's a worldwide war on gender. Hollywood is a propaganda machine for the satanic world system and brainwashing. Now we'll turn in closing in this to Revelations 18:23. Right in the middle of that, it says, "For thy merchants were great, were the great men of the earth." The great men of the earth, for by their what? Sorceries were what? Just a few states. All nations deceived. What are they deceived by? Now in verse 9:21, it says they didn't repent of their murderers or their sorceries. That word sorceries in the Greek is pharmakeia, the use of administering of drugs, poisoning, magical arts, in connection with idolatry. What's happening today with the pharmakeia? Chemically sterilizing the masses and suppressing their fertility to pollute and confuse the emotions and to weaken their immune systems. Revelations 18:23, the use of pharmakeia by the ruling elite to what? Deceive the nations, the great men of the earth. For by their merchants were the great men of the earth. For by their sorceries were all nations deceived. It links the nations of the earth, the men who control them, and the secret use of pharmakeia to carry out a great worldwide deception. Do you see it right there? An agenda and a deception to destroy Christianity and to enslave mankind, to abolish the distinction between male and female, and destroy the womb of a woman, destroy marriage, destroy the family, and welcome in the Antichrist. This is the Antichrist system, which is unveiled before us. If you look at any of the last ceremonies of the awards that they've been giving out, they kind of end one of their speeches saying, "We did it, we did it." The little boy says, "I want to be a woman now." They're even getting the children to condition themselves to wanting to change and to break free of their bound, terrible gender. Isn't that sad? God warns us that this stuff, it's going to come. It's in the days of Noah. In the days of Noah was pretty wicked. We're starting to see wickedness. And the sad thing is, it's so gradual that people are accepting it. If they did it all at once, of course we'd see it. But as it's gradual and you start seeing men showing up in dresses and women, you know, we started seeing it back with some of these rock stars brought it in. Yeah. They started wearing makeup and they started, especially the men were starting to look like women. Oh, yeah. And if you do a study on these rock stars, you'll see all of it on their albums. They're telling us, but we didn't know what to look for because we were so busy trying to find our destiny and do all these crazy things we thought we had to do. We weren't even watching what was going on in the world around us, and slowly these things have been coming in through our televisions, our magazines, and our kids now through all the stuff that's on their iPhones, their smartphones. I mean, it's cool. It's trendy now to change, to be different. And they're promoting them in all their magazines that they own as it to be the coolest thing. We are now in a matrix, the revival of paganism and androgyny. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. You tell us, let no man deceive you. Let no woman either. Let no man deceive you. Because in these end times, there's going to be much deception because they hate God and they hate those that follow God. But Father, this is not a time to be fearful. It is a time to be faithful. It's a time to be awake And we know censorship is big right now because a lot of these truths they don't want out. But Father, I just pray that this YouTube will go where it needs to go. And those that want the red pill, those that want to wake up, it's going to cost you something, because a lot of our reality that we thought was true, a lot of these icons we worshiped, when we find out who they really are, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you your reality and realize, wow, we were deceived. We're not beyond deception ourselves. But because we know now what to look for, because our eyes are open, we give you all the praise, Lord, and we give you all the glory. And everyone said, amen. In Jesus' name.
Be sure to hit the subscribe button and hit the bell button so you can be notified of the newest videos. We are viewer supported. If you would like to donate, please go to livinginhispresence.org. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a give button. Thank you, and see you next time.